and then you're going to go through seasons. I think that that's something that I've really recognized in the last couple of years is there's seasons. There's like the seasons where you're really planting, right? You're maybe in a spring, like right now, like it's spring right now. So it's like planting season. Everything's really fragile. If a freeze happens right now, everything dies, right? Mm-hmm. But I think even, you know, if you're starting out your business, that would be the season that you're in. You're like in the planting season, right? But even if you've been in business for 10 years, you still come back to that planting season. And I think we just forget that it takes work.
Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Today, Kara Ayala is joining me, and this is going to be super fun because we did not pre-plan this, and she doesn't even know what we're going to talk about. So here's what I'm thinking about today. What is it about humans where we actually think that everybody else has this perfect life and they've got it all together and we're the only ones that are in the mess?
That's a good topic. He told me right before this, I'm going to just say something and you're not going to know what it is. So I like this topic a lot though, because I do think it's our human nature. And I think also social media does not help with this because we see people out there kind of bragging about what they're doing. Not bragging. I shouldn't even say bragging because it's not bragging. It's like inspiring other people. And I am guilty of this, looking at other people and other people in communities that I'm a part of, or just seeing them online, friends, and thinking, man, they just seem to have it all together. And why am I such a mess? Why is it taking me so long? And then you get, you know, maybe an inside peek, or they share something with you that it's not as rosy as it maybe appears. And you're like, oh, well, maybe I'm not alone. But I do think that that is very much a hard thing for us as humans to like reconcile, that it's not as perfect as people portray it to be.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there's different containers or different places where you can express, you know, why would we go on social? We were actually talking about this yesterday because there's a guy on social media that I follow that every time he gets on there, he's just bitching about, you know, his problems and how bad his life is and how horrible these contractors are. And I'm like, dude, that's not, I mean, being transparent is one thing, but like nobody wants to hear somebody just like bitch and complain all the time. So I think there's places, and social media is probably not one of them, where we air our stuff. But like what I love, you know, we're in some communities where, you know, when you look around and you see the people that you talk to, I can't even remember the last time that I shared something that I was really struggling with, big problems that we have in our business, investments, which again, everybody, you know, does the highlight reel, how amazing real estate investing is, or mobile home park investing, or owning a business. It's freaking hard. And marriage is hard. Like having kids is hard. Like being a human is hard. Being a friend is hard. There's messiness in all of it. But I, you know, back to what I was saying, you have conversations with people that you should have in your inner circle. And I feel very fortunate. I mean, I could probably list off 15, 20 conversations I've had in the last 2 months where I've just been completely transparent. And who judges me? Nobody. Usually when you say, man, I'm really struggling with this, that person on the other side is like, oh man, you know, I could introduce you to this person, or how can I help? Or listen, there's nothing I can say, but just want you to know that I'm here for you. Or man, I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I'm going through the same thing right now. And I think as humans, we think because of the highlight reel, and I think even before social media, this is a human problem.
Yeah.
Because I mean, even the Bible says it, like, don't covet your neighbor's wife. Well, your neighbor's wife has just as many problems as yours does. And so obviously it's human nature. And we just always want something different and something easier. And, you know, just like the last podcast that we recorded that you probably listened to by now, it's not easy. None of it's easy. It's all hard. Just pick your heart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about building muscle in the gym or going to the gym when you first start working out, you're like getting tore down, right? You have to get tore down in order to build up. And so I think that's the part that's missed a lot, is it's just really glamorized that it's, oh, it's so fun. And there are fun. So like, there's nothing, there's no lie in that. It is fun, and it's fun to build, and it's fun to grow, and it's fun to experience success or experience prosperity like you never had before, but it doesn't just come. And then you're going to go through seasons. I think that that's something that I've really recognized in the last couple of years, is there's seasons. There's like the seasons where you're really planting, right? You're maybe in a spring, like right now, like it's spring right now. So it's like planting season. Everything's really fragile. If a freeze happens right now, everything dies, right? Mm-hmm. But I think even, you know, if you're starting out your business, that would be the season that you're in. You're like in the planting season, right? But even if you've been in business for 10 years, you still come back to that planting season. And I think we just forget that it takes work. And then there's the summer where there's the heat, right? Like it gets really hot, and you have to protect the plants, and you have to make sure that they're covered and get enough water. And maybe there's not going to be rain, right? Like you're thinking of all of these things in the natural, but that's the same with our business. Like, is there going to be enough money coming in that we can sustain this as we're growing and as the heat is coming into our business? And then it's usually like the harvest time, right? That's the part we all get excited about, is like when we get the harvest from all of the hard work. But it's all the hard work that you did in the spring and the summer that allows you to have that fall season where you are actually reaping the benefits of what it is.
I was thinking to a conversation. I was talking to a potential coaching client. And by the way, coaching client, if you're listening, I'm not telling anybody who you are, so you're the only one that knows. But he was considering coaching, and he's got this huge business and, you know, some amazing upside potential. And, you know, he's got this great life where he's found a great work-life balance. But, you know, he messaged me and he said, hey, we're going to pause for a little bit. I still want to explore this, but I'm having some cash flow problems right now. And it's like, you know, to be able to say that mm-hmm. is amazing, number one, because, you know, he trusts me enough. But the reality is, and the whole reason why I'm bringing this story up, is every single business owner who has ever owned a business for more than like 3 months has had cash flow problems.
Yes.
This is not abnormal. Like, people don't pay you, and you go through seasons again where you're, you know, hiring, and you have to do that. And the hiring eats away at your profitability. And so, you know, when you're planning on scaling your business, you're going to have cash flow problems. And there's so many things to learn along the way too, because a lot of business owners don't even know why they're having cash flow problems. Look, my P&L says I'm making money. Well, yeah, you made $30,000, but your debt service is $45,000. Like, it takes so much time to learn this. And I was thinking, as you were talking a few minutes ago about the seasons, and I recorded a podcast on that a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was last week. You know, the Bible says there's a time to weep, and there's a time to mourn, and there's a time to sow, and there's a time to reap. And this is nothing new. Like, the principles of the world were founded on this. And if we have natural seasons out there, like, what makes us think that we're not going to have different seasons in our life? And it's just crazy, because again, from the outside looking in, I think people think that, you know, well, everybody else's life is easy and mine is just hard, but it's always hard. And anything worth doing,
it's going to
be hard. And I remember when we started Plumline, our first business, and you had a dream, and God spoke to you the scripture. I think it was in Zechariah. I can't remember, but and it said, despise not the day of small beginnings. And as you were talking about that a few minutes ago, I was just thinking about that, because, you know, as a new business owner, you're in that season of like working so hard, but it doesn't feel like there's a lot of reward. But that's not the first time that that's going to happen.
No, it continues on as you grow your business. I think that's part of the business that people don't talk about either, of like, oh, once you make it past this point, you're fine. But that's not true if you're continually growing, and also like having the outside things happen that just affect your business that you have no control over. Like, you're going to have to face those things. But as you were saying that earlier about, you know, confiding in people, I think that's why it's so important to have a community of people who understand, first of all, what you're going through, because not everybody is going to be able to understand that. So having a community that can relate to that part of you, and then a safe space for you to be able to say, hey, I'm struggling and whatever. But how you were saying, oh, that there's somebody that's sitting across from you that says, oh, me too. But one of my favorite ones is when somebody's sitting across from you and they say, I've been through that. Mm-hmm. And this is how I did it. This is how I operated through that season. It was not fun. Like, they recognize and they know what it feels like. And so it's almost like, well, they made it out. So they give you proof that you can make it out of whatever season you're in or whatever struggle you're going through. But I think that that's the importance of having a community and people around you and making sure that you're investing time and money into whatever that looks like for you, whether that is your church community, or maybe it's, you know, a business mastermind, or maybe it's just a couple of close friends that you guys, you know, you set in stone, like, hey, we're going to meet once a week and this is what we're going to discuss, and you create that yourselves. But it's an investment, and it's sometimes it's a money investment, but it's always going to be a time investment.
Yeah. Tim, can you look up what percentage of businesses get past 3 million in revenue? I loved what you were saying about, you know, just people say that if you just hit this certain level in business, and it's just not true, because I think the reason why people think that, and this is why I wanted Tim to look up the stats on this, but it, what you were just talking about finding community and that person across from you that says, oh, I've been through that. If you're a business that has gotten to 1 million or 3 million, and I haven't looked these stats up, but I have a pretty good idea of what it's going to say. If you've done that and you're still talking to people that have been stuck at 3 million for, you know, their entire life, you're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah.
Because they decided to get stuck. And so this is the thing that, like, as we grow and we excel, you constantly have to be surrounding yourself with the next level people that can sit across from you and say what you were saying. Don't worry, I've been there. Here's how I got through it. And it's really freaking hard, but you can do it. Because I think the thing that most people don't get through is, like, you hit this ceiling and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm just going to die here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find 3 million, okay, but it said
9%. Okay, great. So 9% of businesses make it over $1 million in revenue. So I figured it was going to be something crazy like that. If you think about this, if you have 100 people that you're, 100 business owners in a room, just a random room, not a 10-figure plus room, just a random room of business owners, and you talk to 100 of them and you're at $1 million in revenue and you're struggling, 91 of them are going to give you bad advice.
Yeah.
Because only 9% of them have made it above $1 million in revenue. That's actually, I picked 3 million because I thought 3 million would be like 10%, but it's even worse than I thought. And that's the thing that we have to understand, is that, like, as we hit these ceilings and you're breaking through, your circle has to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And you have to be more intentional about the conversations that you're having, because the last thing you want to be doing is doing $2 or $3 million in revenue and talking to some freaking chicken. I should be careful with this. I was going to say that I only did 1 million in revenue, but there's nothing wrong with only doing 1 million in revenue, but, like,
but if you're at 3 or 4 and you're trying to break 5, then the $1 million friend is not going to help you.
Yeah.
Or, like, you're at 5 and you're trying to break through 10, right?
Yeah. And that's what I was saying earlier, like, the amount of conversations that I've had where people are just like, man, I get you, buddy. I'm there. Yeah. Or I've been there, or whatever. It's making sure that you're having, we have to make sure that we're not having conversations with people that are, well, you know, yeah, I tried to go through $1 million in revenue too, and I got to 1.5 and I almost lost everything. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the wrong person to be talking to.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, you know, just mentors, because that person that's sitting across from you that says, oh, I've been there and I can do that, that's really a mentor. Mm-hmm. And then you need the person that says, me too, yeah, as well, because you have to have both of those, I think. And then, of course, we want people that we can pull up the ladder too. Like, we have to be that person to other people, right? Like, so we have a responsibility to be that. But I think it is our responsibility to surround ourselves with those people that are at that higher level. And then, you know, it is, it's hard. It's not fun. I would not say that it's fun when you're going through seasons of major growth. I think owning a business is fun. And then it's just shifting your perspective to, we can do this. I mean, I can't even count how many times that I've even vocalized, should we just call it quits in our lifetime of owning businesses? Just because it does. It feels hard and you feel alone a lot of times unless you're surrounding yourself with people.
We used to have this pastor that when things would get hard, he'd go fishing. And I remember, like, 2 months ago, you're like, babe, you just need to go fishing. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? But I had forgotten that he even said that. But it's just such a great, there's a saying that I was actually thinking about the other day that somebody said, God's will, God's bill. And it's just such a great, like, you know, regardless of what the audience believes about God or whatever, it's like, if you really feel called to do something, like, just keep going. Yeah. You'll figure it out. I mean, always and just in time. That's what Robert Helms used to say all the time, right? And it's like, I'm thinking back to how many times we've been so close on not making payroll over the, I mean, how long have we, literally, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
We started business 20 years ago, like in 3 months from now.
Yeah.
And how many times that, like, I remember our first controller, Shauna, who was amazing. You know, she'd always be like, I don't know how we're going to make payroll, like Barrick, this big gold mine, you know, they haven't paid us and this and that. And I'm like, I used to tell her this all the time, like, Shauna, Jesus loves us. And she, when I first started saying that, she's like, well, he might love you, but I don't feel loved right now. And then as you like go along, she'd be stressed out and she'd be like, well, good thing Jesus loves us. We'll figure it out. But it's like, and obviously we can't be stupid.
Yeah.
But also, like, how many people quit like right before breakthrough?
Yeah. Like that little picture that you see of them almost getting to gold. It's like inches away. And they've dug this massive hole, but then they turn around because it's just taken so long, longer. It will take longer than you think. Whatever your plan is, whatever the vision is, it's going to take longer than you think. It's going to be harder. And this isn't to discourage you. It's to actually encourage you that, yes, it's going to be it. Expect it. Expect it to be hard. Expect it to take longer and be okay with it.
Yeah. I was thinking as you were saying that too, like so many times, just even with hiring, or, you know, you're listening to somebody that's like, hire good people, or you read a book about it, whatever. And it's like, it makes it sound so easy. And sometimes you feel broken and you're like, man, I've read that book like 8 times and it ain't working.
Where's these good people you're talking about?
Yeah. But like, you got to think about, it doesn't mean that they're not better at it than you are and they've not progressed in the system. But anybody that wrote a book on, you know, not hiring bad people has probably hired a shit ton of bad people.
Like, yeah. It's always like the opposite of what you're usually good at, whatever the opposite is, or your gifting is in the opposite of what that is. So you're so right. Like, they probably made a lot of mistakes and that's why they can write that book.
Yeah. Well, this has been good.
Yeah. So if you're going through a tough time or a tough season, remember that you're not alone and keep pushing.
And by the way, if you're interested in joining us, we have an amazing couples trip coming up to Cabo San Lucas in May.
Yep, the middle of May. If you are interested, you can DM either of us, marriage, to our Instagram. And it's really just going to be a time where you can connect with other couples. We have a lot of conversations like this. You get a lot of different people's experience because we're all from different types of entrepreneurs, but most people who come on these trips with us are entrepreneurs or just high achieving couples. So the conversations are at a very high level and we're just getting to connect with other humans, expand where we're at so that we can grow in the direction we're wanting to go, and then also connect with each other, which is why you're doing this with your partner, but making sure you're staying aligned with each other, going after the life that you truly desire. There'll be fun, play, adventure, and of course, some relaxation.
Yeah. So DM the word marriage on Instagram or text the word marriage to 480-531-7519.
If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.